General Vine says attacks will continue in Iraq, perpetrated by groups that want to impose their views on the Iraqi people. But these days, he says, most of the violence does not come from Al-Qaeda.
There are a fair number of indicators that tell us currently Al-Qaeda in Iraq is in disarray.
General Vine says most of the recent wave of violence has been carried out by Iraqis.
The indicators are that many of the events that we see are not related to Al-Qaeda in Iraq. They're in some cases related to other terrorist groups. In some cases, they're related to former regime elements and Saddamists. In some cases, they're related to people who conduct violent acts for pay.
The second-ranking U.S. commander in Iraq says that makes it crucial for Iraqi politicians to negotiate a future government that includes Sunni groups. If that happens, he says, many violent groups are more likely to lay down their arms and become part of the political process, a move he says would significantly reduce the insurgency.
We have indicators that many who we believe may have been involved in violence are seeing that they can and must reject that violence so they can be a full participant in government. I believe it would have a very significant impact if they laid down arms and participated in a democratic process as opposed to violence.
In the past, U.S. commanders and officials have said that while most of the insurgent attacks in Iraq are carried out by Iraqi groups, the largest ones are mostly carried out by Al-Qaeda. General Vine says more and more ordinary Iraqis are rejecting violence, particularly in the wake of the recent national election. But he warned that some violence will likely continue, and that future stability depends on the new government's success in making the country's various groups feel that their needs are being addressed. Al Pessin, VOA News, at the Pentagon.